CQ, CQ, calling all radio amateurs and listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. This broadcast comes to you from amateur radio station G4TRN, located in Bristol, and transmitting on GB3ZB and GB3FI. Thank you for joining us. It's Sunday, the 21st of January, 2024, and here is the GB2RS news broadcast prepared by the RSGB and intended for all radio amateurs and listeners. This bulletin is also available on the RSGB website at rsgb.org, where you'll find links to groups and organisations that may be mentioned in this broadcast. The news headlines. British Science Week is approaching. Updates on the RSGB's strategic priorities. RSGB election deadline reminder. This year's British Science Week runs from the 8th until the 17th of March with the theme of time. This event is a fantastic opportunity to raise awareness of amateur radio in your local area. The RSGB has some great activity ideas you could try at your local school, scout or guiding group or local youth club. Go to the webpage at rsgb.org/BravoSierraWhiskey and click on the activity titles to find everything you need to know to be able to run that activity. Several radio clubs from across the UK have already planned outreach activities for British Science Week, and the RSGB hopes its resources will inspire you to get involved too. RSGB volunteer John Hislop, G7OHO, has provided these ideas, but the Society would love to add other activities to enthuse young people about wireless communication. If you have an amateur radio activity on the theme of time that you'd like to share, or you'd like to get involved but aren't sure how to start, please direct inquiries to the RSGB British Science Week contact, Ian Neal, M0KEO. Ian's contact details will soon be available at rsgb.org/BravoSierraWhiskey. At the discussion with the board session at the RSGB 2023 convention, the RSGB president, John McCulloch, GI4BWM, confirmed that the board would keep members updated regularly on the progress with the new strategic priorities. Two updates have now appeared in the January and February editions of RADCOM, and they are also available to read on the RSGB website. These updates highlight some important activities and achievements, as well as new plans. So the Society encourages every member to take the time to read them. Go to rsgb.org/strategy and choose the Strategy Priorities Updates option from the right-hand list. Further updates are being prepared, so do check back regularly or look out for them in each RADCOM. You can also watch the discussion with the board convention session on the RSGB's YouTube channel at youtube.com/the RSGB. The deadline for applications for the one elected RSGB board director position and eight regional representative roles is Wednesday, the 31st of January. Amateur radio needs a strong and active national society, so don't leave it to everyone else. Step forward for one of these roles and play your part in the future of the RSGB. You'll find guidance and candidate forms on the RSGB elections webpage at rsgb.org/election, as well as contact details if you want an informal chat before standing for election. A reminder that the RSGB is looking for four licensed radio amateurs to help raise the profile of wireless communication amongst young people across the United Kingdom. We've had a good response, but we'd still like to hear from prospective volunteers in Northern Ireland and Wales. These volunteer youth country representatives will represent the RSGB at externally organised events and will plan and deliver outreach activities. if you have plenty of ideas, a passion for getting young people involved in amateur radio, and experience of running small-scale events, we would be very keen to hear from you. The deadline is Friday the 16th of February. For full details, see rsgb.org/volunteers. And for an informal discussion, please email RSGB Board Director Ben Lloyd, GW4BML, at golfwhiskey4bravo Mike Lima at rsgb.org.uk. GB2RS began broadcasting via the SHAL-2 amateur satellite in May 2021. Every Sunday at 0800 UTC, you can hear the latest RSGB news on the dedicated narrowband QO100 transponder frequency of 10489.855 MHz. This has proved so popular that, by kind permission of AMSAT DL, from the 4th of February 2024, we're introducing a second reading at 2100 UTC. This will suit our international audience on the western lobe of the footprint. The existing team of three newsreaders is looking for another volunteer to join them. If you're an RSGB member with a good QO100 facility and would be interested in broadcasting the news, please contact the GB2RS manager, Steve, G4HPE, at gb2rs.manager@rsgb.org.uk for further details. During February, the RSGB's Photo Friday focus on social media is all about clubs. If you'd like your club to be included, let the RSGB comms team know what you've been up to, who's been involved, and share all the brilliant things you've been doing. Email Charlie Oscar Mike Mike Sierra at rsgb.org.uk by the 31st of January with a brief summary of the activity and some photos. And please make sure that everyone in the photo is happy to have their face on social media. Chris Deacon, G4IFX, has been awarded a PhD from the University of Bath after completing research on propagation. His thesis was entitled Radio Propagation Through Ionospheric Sporadic E. This part-time work over many years involved looking at sporadic E on the 6-meter band, including making novel measurements of signal amplitude, phase, derived Doppler, polarization, and potentially time delay to discover the nature of sporadic E propagation at VHF frequencies. The RSGB Propagation Studies Committee congratulates Chris on this fantastic achievement. You can find out more by searching for Chris's name on the University of Bath Research Portal at researchportal.bath.ac.uk. Chris has done a number of presentations about propagation at RSGB conventions over the years, which you can see on the RSGB YouTube channel at youtube.com/the RSGB. And I'll tell you once again, it's Chris Deacon, Delta Echo Alpha Charlie Oscar November, G4IFX. Now for details of rallies and events. The Lincoln Shortwave Club Winter Radio Rally will take place on Sunday, the 28th of January, at the Festival Hall, Caistor Road, Market Raisin, postcode Lima, November 8, 3 Hotel Tango. The doors will be open from 9 a.m. and admission is £2. Ample free car parking and hot refreshments will be available. Tables cost £10 each. At 2 p.m. after the rally, there will be a used equipment auction. Items for the auction will be booked in from 1 p.m. Contact Steve, Mike 5 Zulu 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 for tables and details via Mike 5 Zulu 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 at outlook.com or 0777 699 069. And the Canvey Rally will be held on Sunday, the 4th of February, at Cornelius Varmoden School, Dinant Avenue, Canvey, Sussex, postcode Sierra Sierra 8, 9 Quebec Sierra. The rally is expected to be the usual hive of activity, with plenty of traders on site. For more information, contact Richard Stanley on 07725-551-263 or email golf7oscar echo delta@icloud.com. And the Mid Cars Radioactive Rally will be held on Sunday, the 11th of February at Nantwich Civic Hall, Market Street, Nantwich, postcode Charlie Whiskey 5, 5 Delta Golf. The doors open at 10 a.m. and admission is £5. There will be a wide variety of trader stalls covering every aspect of amateur radio. Raffles will be held throughout the rally. Refreshments and snacks will be available in the hall, and parking is immediately adjacent to the venue. Now, the special event news. A team of German amateurs is operating special event call sign Delta Mike 2 for Echo Hotel Foxtrot until the 28th of January. The EHF suffix stands for European Handball Federation. The 16th edition of the European Men's Handball Championship is being hosted in Germany from the 10th until the 28th of January. QSL via the Bureau or direct to DL2VFR. The Straight Key Century Club's Straight Key Month is currently underway. The annual on-air event commemorates the club's founding in 2006 and celebrates the original instruments of early telegraphy, including straight keys, bugs and cootie keys. Listen out for the K3Y call sign, which is being aired from the 10 United States call areas. Information on the event and QSL instructions can be found at Sierra Kilo Charlie, Charlie, Golf Romeo Oscar Uniform Papa .com/Kilo3Yankee. Discovering Marconi is an international amateur radio diploma organised by the ARI Radio Club of Fidenza in Italy, commemorating the 150th anniversary of the birth of the great Italian scientist in 1874. This award aims to delve deeper into the thought, vision, capacity and character of Guglielmo Marconi. More details of special call signs and award rules can be found at Alpha Romeo India, Foxtrot India Delta, Echo November Zulu Alpha, .it. Now the DX news. Chris WA7RAR will be active as 8 Papa 9 Charlie Bravo from Barbados, NA021, until the 25th of January. Most of his operations will be portable at various locations, especially parks on the air sites. He will be QRV on the 20 to 10 meter bands using CW and SSB, QSL via Logbook of the World, or direct to WA7RAR. Listen out for Bob, Victor 4/November 4 Romeo Foxtrot, who is active from St. Kitts, NA104, until the 25th of January. He will operate mainly CW with some FT8 and SSB. QSL via Logbook of the World is preferred, but is also available direct via his home call. Now the contest news. On Tuesday the 23rd, the SHF UK activity contest runs from 19:30 to 22:30 UTC. Using all modes on the 13-centimetre band, the extended signal reports serial number and locator. The CQ 160-metre DX contest starts at 2200 UTC on Friday the 26th and ends at 2200 UTC on Sunday the 28th. Using CW on the 160-metre band, the extended signal report and CQ zone. American stations also send their state and Canadian stations their province. The British Amateur Radio Teledata Group, RITI Sprint, starts at 1200 UTC on Saturday the 27th and ends at 1200 UTC on Sunday the 28th. Using RITI on the 80 to 10 meter bands where contests are permitted, the exchange's serial number. the UK 6-metre group Winter Marathon began on Friday the 1st of December last year. The contest will run until the 31st of January. Using all modes on the 6-metre band, the exchange's signal report and locator. This is DB2RS from amateur radio station Golf 4 Tango of Romeo November, located in Bristol. Now the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO on Thursday, the 18th of January 2024. We had yet another week with good solar conditions, which at this point in the cycle is good news. The solar flux index remained in the 170s to 180s range, and the sun is currently peppered with spots. The KP index never got above 3.33, and that was for only 1 3-hour period on January the 16th. We were also lucky with solar flares, in that we only had minor C-class flares to contend with. An eruption was observed beyond the west limb on January the 14th. The event generated a fast-moving coronal mass ejection, but it was directed away from our planet. Daytime MUS over 3,000 km remain high at more than 28 MHz. At night this reduces to around 6.9 to 9.5 MHz, meaning only the 40-metre band is mainly open to DX, if at all. HF-wise, this is the best time for low-band DXing, such as 40-metre band contacts with New Zealand around sunrise and overnight QSOs on the 80-metre band with the United States. Other DX being worked by members of CDXC includes XU7AKU in Cambodia on 40 metres CW in the early evening, V31XX in Belize, and VP9KF in Bermuda on 30 metres CW around 1000 UTC, and E20AX in Thailand on 40 metres CW around 0930 UTC. Next week, NOAA predicts that the solar flux index may remain in the 160 to 170 range with a maximum KP index of 2. As always, take that KP prediction with a pinch of salt, as a single Earth-facing coronal mass ejection could send it sky high with an accompanying lowering of the MUF and generally poor conditions. And now the VHF and UP propagation news from G3YLA and G4BAO. The main theme of the VHF and UP propagation options is that we have three distinct phases coming up. The first phase is sent to end today, the 21st. This will be the final blast of the cold northerly wind, which may produce some rain scatter near coasts from snow showers. It's probably not especially useful for tropo, even inland, except perhaps for local overnight, temporary, short-distance enhancements due to surface cooling and night frosts. Phase 2 is the transition to the very unsettled, wet and windy weather, which starts to arrive during this weekend, ending the 21st, and generally sets the pattern for much of the coming week. Maybe it will be a rain scatter option for the gigahertz bands, but the main radio consideration will be wind potentially damaging antennas, particularly in the south. Phase 3 will be the introduction of a weak ridge of high pressure over southern Britain in the second half of the coming week and the following weekend. This could bring some more productive tropo to southern parts of the UK, especially into the last weekend of the month. Other propagation modes are available, but don't seem to be elevated beyond chance occurrences for meteor scatter or aurora. There's a vanishingly small chance of sporadic E, as we're at the minimum period for this sort of propagation, until Easter. For EME operators, moon declination is positive and rising, reaching maximum on the 23rd. Past losses increase all week until apogee on Monday the 29th. 144 MHz sky noise is low to moderate this coming week. And that's all from the propagation team this week. Next, the local news. Please note that details of all RSGB affiliated clubs and societies can be found on the RSGB website. That includes email addresses and website links where known. It's been a very long news, so there are no nets today. On Sundays and Wednesdays, Flight Fueling Amateur Radio Society has club nights from 7 p.m. Contact is Sue, info@foxtrotromeoalfaromeosierra.co.uk. On Wednesday, Gordano Amateur Radio Group is meeting at The Ship, 310 Down Road, Portishead, from 8 p.m. Contact is Malcolm, G4KPM, 07971-431-125. Isle of Avalon Radio Club meets on Fridays at Ivor's Paddock from 6 p.m. Contact is Matt, 20FNT, 0730-554-9614. Thornbury and South Gloucestershire Amateur Radio Club meets every Wednesday from 7:30 p.m. at the Chantry, Thornbury. Contact is Terry, M0TJX, Secretary at Tango Sierra Golf, Alfa Romeo Charlie, .uk, or 07889-208-090. Yeovil Amateur Radio Club is meeting on Thursday. For more information, visit yeovil-alfaromeocharlie.com or contact secretary at yeovil-alfaromeocharlie.com. In Wales, the next meeting of Aberdare and District Amateur Radio Society will be held on Friday, the 2nd of February, at Hirwaun YMCA Hall, postcode Charlie Foxtrot 449 Romeo Bravo, from 6 p.m. Contact us Ian Miles, 2W0IWM, info@AberdareRadioClub. Aberconfig and District Amateur Radio Club has its weekly meeting on Wednesday from 7 p.m. at Tondi Railway Club, Station Approach, Bridgend. Contact us Brian, GW4DVB, info@AberconfigRadioClub.co.uk. On Tuesday, Barry Amateur Radio Society is meeting from 6:30 p.m. Contact is Steve, 2W0VOG, 07900-560-080. Cumbrian and Dixie Amateur Radio Society has a club night every Wednesday from 7 until 9 p.m. at Henslease Village Hall, postcode November Papa 446 Juliet Zulu. Contact is Ken Smith, 07411-595-103, or Mike Charlie Zero, Yankee Alpha Delta, dot club. Highfields Amateur Radio Club meets at Rubina Recreation Club, Thornydale, Cardiff, postcode Charlie Fox 146 Echo Alpha, every Tuesday. Contact is via Hotel Alpha Romeo Charlie, Mike Echo Mike, Sierra Echo Charlie, at gmail.com. Newport Amateur Radio Society will on Thursday have a meeting at the Society's Clubhouse from 7 p.m. Rhonda Amateur Radio Society meets at Ustred, Rhonda Sports Centre, postcode Charlie Fox 41, 7 Sierra Yankee, on Tuesdays. More information about the Society can be found by visiting golfwhiskey2fox.oscarfoxtrot.co.uk. Contact is John, GW4BUZ, 01443-432-542. Usk Side Amateur Radio Club meets every Thursday from 7 until 9 p.m. at the Indoor Bowls Centre, Gleeblands Stadium, Bank Street, Newport, postcode November Papa 197 Hotel Foxtrot. Contact is via Usk Side Alpha Romeo Charlie dot Newport at gmail.com. And in the Midlands, Gloucester Amateur Radio and Electronic Society members are having an informal meeting on Monday. Contact is Anne, 2E1DKY, 01242-699-595, join the day, or via golf4alphayankeemike.org.uk. That ends this week's GB2RS news broadcast, brought to you by John, G4TRN. It's compiled by the Radio Society of Great Britain, which represents amateur radio and radio amateurs within the United Kingdom and internationally. News items for GB2RS, Radcom magazine and the RSTB website should be sent to the editorial team as far in advance as possible by email to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. The deadline is 10 a.m. on Thursdays. The RSGB retains the copyright over the material transmitted. Information about amateur radio can be found at our website, RomeoSierraGolfBravo.OscarRomeoGolf, The full schedule of GBTRS broadcasts can be downloaded from rsgb.org/gb2rsschedule. GBTRS is not licensed for two-way communication, but calls will be welcome after close down under the call sign Golf 4 Tango Romeo November. So until next Sunday, 7-3, have a good week, keep safe from the GB2RS news team.